This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Can laughter improve health? Researchers launch study to find out. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pkakas, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Preliminary evidence. Researchers have launched a formal investigation into the physiological and psychological effects of laughter on human health and well-being. The initiative, termed a laughter lab, aims to move beyond anecdotal evidence and establish measurable links between humor and health outcomes through structured scientific inquiry. Key takeaways: a new research initiative is systematically investigating laughter's effects on physical and mental health. The study aims to generate quantifiable data on well-being improvements associated with laughter. Findings could inform clinical approaches to stress reduction and mental health management. One Laughter Lab, new research initiative launched to systematically study humor's physiological and psychological effects on health. Health dimensions being investigated in laughter research. Primary focus areas for the new Laughter Lab study: mental well-being 95%, stress reduction 88%, immune function 72%, pain management 65%, cardiovascular health 58%. Source: Laughter Lab Research Initiative, Georgian Medical Journal News. Moving beyond folklore to evidence. The saying that laughter is the best medicine has persisted in popular culture for centuries, yet rigorous scientific validation has remained limited. The Laughter Lab represents an effort to close this evidence gap by applying contemporary research methods to quantify and characterize laughter's biological and psychological effects. This approach aligns with broader efforts in medical research to evaluate traditional health claims through controlled scientific investigation. By establishing objective measures, such as physiological markers, psychological assessments, and longitudinal well-being tracking, researchers can determine whether observed benefits are robust or largely attributable to expectation effects. Potential mechanisms under investigation. Laughter's potential health effects are likely mediated through multiple pathways. Humor and laughter engage the nervous system, potentially triggering release of endogenous opioids and downregulating stress hormones such as cortisol. These mechanisms could theoretically reduce inflammation, enhance immune function, and improve cardiovascular hemodynamics. Additionally, the social dimension of shared laughter may activate neural networks associated with bonding and emotional regulation, contributing to psychological well-being. The Laughter Lab's research design will likely attempt to isolate these mechanisms and measure their clinical significance relative to established interventions such as cognitive behavioral therapy or pharmaceutical stress reduction. Implications for clinical practice and public health. If the Laughter Lab generates robust evidence linking laughter to measurable health improvements, such findings could inform clinical guidelines for integrative medicine approaches to anxiety, depression, and chronic stress. Healthcare systems have growing interest in cost-effective, scalable interventions that can be deployed alongside conventional treatments. Laughter-based interventions, such as laughter yoga, humor-based cognitive therapy, or comedic entertainment protocols, could be formally incorporated into mental health and pain management programs if evidence supports efficacy. This would represent a shift from anecdotal recommendation to evidence-based clinical practice. Researchers have launched a systematic investigation into laughter's effects on health, moving from cultural belief to scientific validation through structured experimental design. Laughter Lab Research Initiative. What this means for patients. If the research confirms laughter's health benefits, individuals may have evidence-based justification for prioritizing humor and social connection as part of daily health maintenance and stress management routines. For clinicians, validated evidence could allow healthcare providers to recommend laughter-based interventions as adjunctive therapies for anxiety, depression, and chronic pain, with measured outcomes comparable to established treatments. For policymakers, health systems may integrate laughter and humor-based programs into mental health and community well-being initiatives, offering scalable, low-cost complementary interventions alongside conventional healthcare delivery. Frequently asked questions. Is there existing scientific evidence that laughter improves health? While observational studies and small trials suggest laughter may reduce stress hormones and improve mood, large-scale controlled evidence remains limited. The Laughter Lab aims to establish more rigorous evidence through systematic investigation, moving beyond anecdotal reports to measurable health outcomes. How might laughter affect the body physiologically? Laughter may activate the parasympathetic nervous system, potentially reducing cortisol and adrenaline levels, lowering blood pressure, and enhancing immune function. These mechanisms could theoretically improve cardiovascular health, reduce chronic inflammation, and enhance psychological resilience. Though further research is needed to confirm magnitude and clinical significance, could laughter-based interventions become standard clinical treatment? If the Laughter Lab and subsequent research demonstrate consistent, clinically meaningful improvements in validated health outcomes, laughter and humor-based therapies could be formally incorporated into clinical guidelines for stress, anxiety, and pain management. However, such integration would require evidence comparable to established psychological and pharmacological interventions. As research into mind-body medicine continues to advance, initiatives like the Laughter Lab represent a methodologically rigorous approach to evaluating cultural health practices. The findings may ultimately strengthen the evidence base for integrative health approaches, provided the data support claims of clinical benefit. This work underscores the importance of translating traditional health wisdom into contemporary science, a process that benefits patients, clinicians, and public health systems alike. Source: BBC News. Is laughter really the best medicine?